This is the Mayor's Parlour with the Mayor of Tolmonden, Councillor Christine Potter, who's talking about Christmas lights. Tolmonden Town Council is responsible for the decorations in town, although Calderdale provides the tree and lights in the Peace Garden. Last year, the decorations were extended to Walsen. I know it was successful because people asked why not in Cornham as well. Everything takes time, so this year there'll be lights on lampposts there. Tolmonden deserves to be celebrated. The masses of tubs, hanging baskets and flowers in summer, the lights at Christmas. Perhaps it's as well that many people are away, as it seems the town is ringed with traffic lights and engineering works. Most are part of the flood relief programme, and anything to prevent future floods is welcome. Did you know the Upper Calder Valley has a water catchment area of 300 square miles? The volume of water that can surge through this valley is almost unimaginable. It's just as one site is finished, another pops up, but all the work and disruption will be worth it. I hope all the property affected in 2015 has been repaired by now and is better than before. A pity about the weather. Typical school holiday weather. Nothing changes. I remember taking my A-levels in a heat wave. During the last exam, there was the most exciting thunderstorm, which heralded a summer of rain and cold. This year is not so bad, but we need to drop everything and enjoy the sun when it comes out. The Mayor's charity this year is Age UK Tolmonden, which gives invaluable help to all the residents. Its activities provide entertainment, teas, lunches and outings, opportunities for people to meet and make new friends, as well as more practical help with benefits and other problems. Based on Burnley Road opposite the Town Hall, it's open on weekday mornings, and I think it's an important local charity, and I would like people to support it generously. I'm very concerned about the coming closure of the sorting office in Rise Lane. It will be a great loss. The Town Council will continue to fight against it and support our local postmen and women who do such a great job. They know every nook and cranny of a town built without much planning in response to the growing industrial revolution, unlike the faceless executives who make decisions from a distance.